In this unit, we will discuss the musculoskeletal system. Sometimes, the musculoskeletal system is broken down into two different systems, the muscular system and the skeletal system. The muscular components are primarily the muscles of the body. The skeletal components include the bones and the joints. The functions of the musculoskeletal system are that they provide for the internal framework of the body. They help support the body and protect the internal organs. Another major function of this system is that it enables body movement. The bones are connected to each other to form the skeleton. The skeleton comprises the framework for the body. There are approximately 206 bones throughout the body. Another component of the musculoskeletal system are joints. Joints are the place where two bones meet and are held together by ligaments. This gives flexibility to the skeletal. Muscles are connected to the skeleton. Your muscles help you move and help your body work. Different types of muscles have different jobs. Now let's look at muscular disorders. Generally, muscle disorders are also referred to as myopathy. Remember that myo is muscle and pathy is disease. There are many problems that can affect the muscles. Muscle disorders can cause weakness, pain, or even paralysis. While there may be no known cause for a muscle disorder, some of the common causes include injury or overuse, such as sprains or strains, cramps, or tendinitis. Genetics, such as muscular dystrophy, some cancers, inflammation, such as myositis, diseases of the nerves that affects muscles, infections, and even certain medications can cause myopathy. Myositis is the inflammation of your skeletal muscles, which are also called the voluntary muscles. These are the muscles you consciously control that help you move your body. An injury, infection, or autoimmune disease can cause myositis. For example, polymyositis causes muscle weakness, usually in the muscles closest to the trunk of your body. Dermatomyositis causes muscle weakness plus a skin rash. Both of these diseases are usually treated with prednisone, which is a steroid medicine, and sometimes other medications are used. Muscular dystrophy refers to a group of more than 30 inherited diseases that cause muscle weaknesses and muscle loss. Some forms appear in infancy or childhood, while others may not appear until middle age or later. All forms of muscular dystrophy grow worse as the person's muscles get weaker. Most people eventually lose the ability to walk. There is no cure for muscular dystrophy. Treatments include physical and speech therapy, orthopedic devices, surgery, and medications. Some people with muscular dystrophy have mild cases that worsen slowly. Other cases are disabling and severe. Here are some common muscular system word parts, their meanings, and how they can be used to create medical terms. Musculo means muscle and can be used to create muscular. Myo also means muscle and it can be used to create myopathy. Myocardio means heart muscle and it can be used to create myocardium. Tendo means tendon, can be used to create tendoplasty. Now let's look at various skeletal components. The spine or vertebral column is divided into 5 sections: cervical, thoracic, lumbar, sacrum, and coccyx. We commonly refer to our upper extremity as our arm. The arm consists of a variety of bones. The humerus, our upper arm. The ulna is part of our forearm. The radius is the other bone in our forearm. The carpals are our wrist bones. The metacarpals are our hand bones, and the phalanges are commonly known as our finger bones. We commonly refer to the lower extremity as our leg. The leg also consists of numerous bones. These include the femur, which is our thigh bone, the patella, which is the kneecap, the tibia, which is the shin bone, the fibula, which is our lower leg bone, tarsals are our ankle bones, the metatarsals are the bones of the foot, and phalanges are the bones of the toes. One of the most common bone conditions are fractures. We sometimes refer to fractures as having a broken bone. If the broken bone punctures the skin, it is called an open or compound fracture. If the bone does not puncture the skin, it is called a closed fracture. Overuse can cause stress fractures, which are very small cracks in the bone. Fractures commonly happen because of car accidents, falls, or sports injury. But another cause of bone fractures is osteoporosis, which causes weakening of the bones. Arthritis literally means joint inflammation. Although it describes a symptom or sign rather than a specific diagnosis, it is often used to refer to any disorder that affects the joints. Arthritis is characterized by pain, swelling, inflammation, and stiffness. Another bone condition that we hear about is osteoporosis. Osteoporosis makes your bones weak and more likely to break. Anyone can develop osteoporosis, but it is most common in older women. As many as half of all women and a quarter of men older than 50 will break a bone due to osteoporosis. Risk factors include getting older, being small and thin, having a family history of osteoporosis, taking certain medicines, being a white or Asian woman, and or having osteopenia, which is low bone mass. Here are some common word parts, their meanings, and some of the words we can make with combining forms of the skeletal system. Arthro means joint, and we can create the word arthritis. Carpo means wrist. We can create the word carpal. Cervico means neck, and we can use it to create cervical. Cranio means skull, and we can use it to create the word craniotomy. Osteo means bone, and we can use it to create the word osteopathy. Thoraco means chest, and we can create it to you in making the word thoracic. Vertebro means vertebra, and we can use it in creating the medical term intervertebral. This is the end of Unit 3, the musculoskeletal.